Located in downtown Pittsfield, Massachusetts, the Berkshire Museum has been a Smithsonian affiliate since 2013. Established in 1903, the Berkshire Museum integrates art, history, and natural science in a wide range of programs and exhibitions that inspire educational connections between the disciplines.
And the new exhibition, If Then, opens this Saturday, January 24th at the Berkshire Museum. Visitors to If Then will enter a topsy-turvy world of experience where senses rule. They will traverse the horizontal climbing wall, dodge an obstacle course of pretend laser beams, and use dots and dashes to mark their height on a drawing wall.
Sounds like a fun drive meeting.
If Then
was conceived and created by Peter Garlington, a Berkshire-based designer, and Craig Langlois is the Berkshire Museum's Education and Public Program Manager. Craig joins us now, along with Leslie Ann Beck, Director of Communications at Berkshire Museum. Craig and Leslie, thank you very much for being here. A great pleasure.
Thank you for having
Thank you for having us.
So, Craig, tell us about If Then. How did this come about?
So, I'm going to ask you guys a question to kind of get that started.
Oh, we love that.
What's your earliest memory of a museum? What do you remember the first time you walked into a museum?
Museum of Natural History, Egyptian place where you go into the tomb.
Perfect, Joe.
I was probably 2 or 3 years old and went to the Smithsonian Institute of what was then, I think, American History.
What do you remember?
The train.
So both of those are sort of large interactive experiences.
And yeah.
If Then plays off of that. We're trying to tie in back to the museum collection this concept of exploration and creativity and imagination, and both of your early experiences sort of play into that, where you know you walk into a space and there's limited interpretation, but you're having the experience, you're interacting with an object in a certain way, and your own creativity is playing a large role in what you take away with that. If Then is an opportunity and sort of our attempt to bring that to the next level, where we're specifically designing spaces to foster that type of experience, where there's no art in the exhibition at all. It's all sort of these creative experiences that are put together in sort of a linear fashion to bring you through from sort of what an early child would experience in a museum all the way up to someone who's our age and what they might walk away with.
What do you mean our age?
So, you know, my age or your age. So, I mean, you're walking into a space like If Then, and our goal there is to kind of bring you back to those early memories of walking into that big tomb.
So how do we do that?
We do it through tactile sensation. We do it through opportunities to play with physical space and moving you through a space. We do it through creative drawing exercises, and then leaving it with sort of open-ended questions and opportunities for you to ponder. Take those experiences and then go tie it back into what's on display at the rest of the museum.
Do you think, and I assume that you do, but I'm going to ask you this question anyway, do you think about as an institution, as a museum, of exactly the question you asked us, that there is going to be a child who is 3 years old who is going to walk in there and you're creating what their first memory of an art museum or an art experience is going to be like?
Absolutely. I mean, the Berkshire Museum has a pretty strong history of that.
Yes.
Working there for the last 7 years, there's not a day that goes by that someone doesn't walk in and ask me about the glow-in-the-dark mineral room that we used to have on display.
Yeah.
And that being their earliest memory of what was at the Berkshire Museum. And all the sort of secret adventures that happened when you closed that curtain and those rocks sort of lit up, and where did it take you? And, you know, I hear some, you know, fabulous stories that develop out of that.
I want to ask Leslie Ann Beck a question,
sure,
which she might not like, but I'll ask her anyway. You guys made the news recently in that there's a spate of stories about combining with the Shaker Museum. Am I confusing you with someone else, or did those stories actually appear?
Those stories did appear, and there is a study underway, and we will know more in the spring when the study is complete.
So does that mean you're going to have to get more money to make that happen?
Luckily for me, I'm not in the development department.
No,
so
but I mean you as
an
institution.
Bailiwick. It's an exploration of the opportunities for collaboration, and I think that'll could potentially take a lot of different shapes.
Okay.
It takes a study to figure out, doesn't it?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you satisfied with that, Ellen?
No.
All right.
Okay.
But meanwhile, you have your, while all that's going on, you have your own institution to run, right? So you've got a lot going on. So we talk about this. It seems that whenever we talk to folks from the Berkshire Museum, you come in and your timing is great because you know exactly, you're very much centered to families and kids, and one of your missions, obviously, and saying you're very, very good helping that parent, saying, oh, great, the kids are home this week. What the hell do we do with them?
Let me just add on to that. The Berkshire Museum, unlike other places, is a bedrock institution of Pittsfield. It is in terms of, the Athenaeum, the Berkshire Museum. These are places that have been supported by the city for, I don't mean city fiscal coffers, I mean by the people of the city for a long, long time. And that's got to make a lot of difference in terms of what you do.
Our core audience is very much a family audience, and offering these great interactive experiences. We have such an extensive program of education. We have thousands and thousands of school children that come in and have great experiences at the museum every year. Close to 18,000 experiences that are facilitated with our education programs, to say nothing of the families that come, homeschoolers and adults that come and enjoy the museum. So it really, we like to feel like it's something for everyone. But we have a great roster of activities that we're offering during the February vacation week to be specific, the 10x10 festival in Pittsfield. We're going to do our 10 days of play again. That will be closely allied with the If Then exhibition. And it's just a great place for kids to come with their families. And we have Spark Lab. That's a Smithsonian program that is for kids to do inventive and innovative activities, and that's available, as well as our Fingamam Hall of Innovation and If Then. So there's a lot to do when you come and visit.
Indeed there is. And you have to say no to people. For example, the Shartox used to be chosen to sample pies at, and then all of a sudden we were off the list. I wondered if you have trouble saying no to people. You're not good enough to do this. It's not the same institution.
It's not the same.
What?
I'm lost. I don't. What? I'm sorry.
Every year, for a long time, the Shartox were invited to. Where was it?
At the Berkshire Museum.
No, at the.
There was a pie contest.
Yeah, pie contest. And
Alan and Roselle and I have had the opportunity in the past to be pie judges together.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So is the contest still going on?
Last year they didn't hold it at the last country fair.
Well, that's probably why we weren't invited.
Well, I'm glad you're not bitter about it. So tell us about Objectify.
Objectify is a really fascinating presentation of a lot of the great objects from the permanent collection. It includes a lot of the historic objects that represent Pittsfield. Old Bill, the taxidermy moose, is in there. There's a wigwam. The mummy is there. Matthew Henson's fur suit from his expedition to the North Pole, which was actually, we have that object, this wonderful fur suit from that first successful expedition, because Zenas Crane, the founder of the Berkshire Museum, was a funder of that expedition. So we have Nathaniel Hawthorne's writing desk. We have Pahat the mummy. We have some extraordinary Hudson River School paintings. And so you, in four contiguous galleries, you get an incredible sense of the breadth of the collections
of
the museum.
For the kids, it's still the mummy, right? Mummy is huge.
Everybody loves to come and see the mummy. And actually, it's on display with his CAT scan.
X-ray.
It's an X-ray. It's in a light box above it.
And what does that show?
It shows the skeleton really clearly.
It shows the skeleton, and it shows his organ packets. So Pahat, when he was mummified, organ packets. So
okay. There
are two ways to sort of
is
mummify.
Is that a thing? Do we all have organ packets?
It's like when you buy chicken and you take that little bag out.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. We talk about it in those terms, and that little bag gets stuck back in.
Yeah.
throughout the process. So.
And then the pop-up thermometer, do you see that? That's not a thermometer.
No.
The new exhibit, If Then, opens this Saturday at the Berkshire Museum. For more information, you can visit berkshiremuseum.org .org if you want to say it correctly. BerkshireMuseum.org. Craig, Leslie Ann, thank you so much for being with us. It's a great pleasure to have you here. Have a wonderful, wonderful season, and thanks so much for sharing the great work that you're doing.
And we'll see you.
It's our pleasure.
And we'll see you at the Shaker Pie Judging Contest soon.
It's always a pleasure to have pie with you, Ellen.
Again, the new exhibit, If Then, opens this Saturday. And you can find out more at BerkshireMuseum.org.